Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Patriots, Bruins, Red Sox, Celtics, and more. Let's get you back to Christian Arcan on Sports Radio WEEI.
We're back here. It's Late Night Sports Radio, WEEI. Arcan here. Patrick Gilroy in the house as well, reacting to the screw job by the refs in the Celtics game here tonight in Chicago. Game they had won. Game was over. Lights came on. You know, the house lights were on. Everybody was filing out to the exits. And then all of a sudden, the referee decided after the shot missed. After it missed, by the way. Not after the contact, but after the shot clanged off the rim and the clock hit 000. They called a foul. Butler hit the free throws. And with less than a second left, Celtics not enough time to get a shot off. They lose 104-103. We're reacting to that here. And here to join us on the AT&T hotline, a guest I'm very excited to welcome in. I believe this is her Boston radio debut, certainly here at this station. The sister of Al Horford, Celtics big man, Anna Horford, joins us here on the AT&T hotline. Ms. Horford, thank you for joining us. It's great to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
First of all, great game tonight. You must be coming down off that high, right?
Oh, absolutely. Man. I'm actually still kind of like shaking.
Did you throw anything at the TV after that call? I mean, was there any sort of violence in the Horford household tonight?
I mean, there was a lot of yelling and, there was a lot of swearing, but, nothing got thrown at the TV.
Okay. Now, Anna, a lot of people think that you're Al Horford's wife. You're not. You're actually his sister. And a lot of people think that you're local, too, that you're in the area because you're such a big Celtics fan now, and you're always tweeting about it and stuff. But that's not true either. Both of those things are myths about you, correct?
Right. Correct.
Okay.
Yes. So my brother's wife is Amelia Vega, a former Miss Universe. She's amazing. Mm-hmm. And I actually live in Michigan, but I got to, you know, I'm usually tweeting about the game, so people probably think I'm there. I have been to a couple of the games. The Garden is amazing. It's unlike any other thing, any other arena that I've ever been to. So it's pretty cool.
Anna, talking about the Garden, can you compare it to, say, a playoff game in Atlanta versus a regular season game in Boston? Because when Al made the decision to come here to the Celtics, both Al and his father, your father, Tito, sort of spoke out and said, the fans were a big reason why. Is that a lot of people sort of play that off as, you know, talking nice to the media, but was there really something to that?
No, I mean, there was absolutely truth to that, and I don't think anyone can deny it. There's no fan base in the NBA like the Celtics. I think that played a big part in, you know, the move in general. But differences, I mean, you guys are just insane. you're just a super crazy, you know, loyal fan base. I've never seen such loyal fans. I mean, even when we're not playing the best team, you are still selling out, and that's kind of crazy to me.
Well,
and it's super impressive. I mean,
compared to Atlanta, that's not the highest bar to clear in terms of fan interest, I would say, Anna. But we you're right. I mean, people are crazy about their teams around here, and the Celtics with the, you know, great play that we've seen from them over the course of this season has been, you know, a pleasure for everybody to watch here. Everyone coming off their sort of Patriots highs and all of that. The Celtics winning 11 out of 12 games. And, everybody's feeling really good about this team right now. My question to you now then, Anna, is does Al ever tell you, hey, you know, social media, maybe cool it a little bit. Maybe don't go after people as hard as you do. I mean, you're vicious on that, on the Twitter.
Yeah, no, he's actually pretty cool about it, which is funny because he's a very private person, so he's kind of the opposite of me as far as, like, social media. He just kind of keeps to himself. He's very professional, but with me, I was born without a filter, so I'm just going to say what I'm feeling, and I'm just kind of going to lay it all out there, and we've talked about it, too, and he's pretty supportive, and he's never said, don't tweet anymore or anything like that. No, he's pretty cool about it.
Anna, going back to the summer when Al made the decision to sort of come to the Celtics and leave Atlanta, a place that he had been, for a decade, that's a tough decision to make. He sort of made history being the first real big free agent that the Celtics had ever brought in. Did that ever sort of come up as part of the discussion that this guy was going to be the first max level free agent for this historic franchise ever to bring in here?
Yeah, I don't think that was really on Al's mind during the decision process. And it wasn't something we were really thinking about either. We just kind of knew, certain things about Boston. But a big part of it was, you guys, your fan base is amazing. He trusts the process. He trusts, Brad. So, I don't think that was a huge thing for Al at all. But, obviously it is to the fans and to other people. But for him personally, I don't think that was on his mind really as much.
Anna Horford joining us here on WEEI Late Night. Anna, what's your favorite team fan base to rip on?
Oh man,
Atlanta.
You guys are gonna get me in trouble. No,
oh yeah.
No, of course. I don't hate on the Hawks as a team. I dislike the fans who kind of trash Al, for being loyal for 9 seasons. But I've gotten into it the most with Cavs fans. Just
Cavs
because
fans.
They're so obnoxious.
Awesome. That's awesome.
It kills me.
All right, you brought up the Cavs.
I just get so mad.
You brought up the Cavs, and Al was a part of a 60-win team in Atlanta that fell short to Cleveland. Compare that Atlanta team to this Celtics team. Which team is better equipped to take Cleveland on in a 7-game playoff series?
Ooh, okay, you're putting me in such a tough position. Just because the two teams are just, they're totally different teams. I mean, the Celtics were younger. We've had less time to gel with each other, which, it's kind of impressive that we're already kind of, playing at the level that we're playing at. I mean, it takes time to come together as a team and totally gel, and I feel like we're doing that really well. I'm not sure which team would be better equipped. I mean, the Hawks struggled. We just kind of lost steam that year. And then, Thabo got his leg broken,
right.
Right before. All that kind of stuff kind of played into it. But, no, I mean, I believe in Boston, dude. I know that people have their doubts and everything. But, I mean, I think this team can surprise some people.
Anna Horford joining us here. Anna, when the free agent talk was going around, I remember people saying that Al was interested in Boston because of the Dominican population around here, which was something I didn't even realize this city, was known for. And I certainly didn't, when I heard that, I was surprised by it. You've heard what people at ESPN and some other outlets say about the city of Boston. And I know you don't live here, but based on sort of your interactions with fans online and, what your brother tells you about the city, what's the climate like around here for athletes?
I think it's a pretty good one. Like I said, you guys are just so loyal. So there's that, but you're also, the fans are very opinionated. As far as the whole Dominican thing, just to take that on first, the funny thing about that is, every time I've been to Boston, I've had an Uber driver and they were, Dominican. So and I didn't even realize that, I didn't really realize Boston had that big of a population, but they do. So I guess that's just a plus for Al. I mean, he's really good friends with David Ortiz, so there's that. But as far as the people and the fans in general, I know that Boston gets a bad rap for supposed racist comments, things like that. We never really heard too much about that, just a few stories from players and whatnot, that certain fans say things, but you can't really judge the entire fan base on a few idiots. So it was nothing ever major. It's a total, I don't know why Boston continues to have that, we're a racist sports fan, that kind of thing. That didn't really ever come up, really. I mean, just little things here and there.
All right. That was a very diplomatic answer, Anna, so I'm going to ask you a question that's tough to answer diplomatically. Is Dennis Schroeder as much of a tool as he appears to be?
Oh, my gosh.
That's a yes. That's got to be a yes, right?
Oh, no, I don't think so. I mean, he's young, you guys. You got to give him a break, you know? I can name, like, several other players who are you know, score way higher on the douche lord scale.
All right, so. Give me the top three.
Oh, no. No, I don't want to do that.
All right, fine. I think you're covering for Schroeder, personally. There's no way. The haircut is what gave it away for me. When he put the 17 in his head, it's like, come on. I know he's like German or whatever, but that's unacceptable.
I mean, he's confident. You know, there are guys who are much worse, believe me. I mean, yeah. A lot worse.
Going back to last summer real quick, there were some stories before Al made his decision to come here. There were some stories being floated that he and Kevin Durant were going to be sort of a package deal. OKC was entertaining both of them at the same time. You know how close the Celtics came to acquiring Kevin Durant. That really came out the last couple of months, just how close the Celtics were. Was there any point where these two were supposedly a package deal?
I don't know if I would go as far. You know, I don't know if I would say package deal. I know that he and Al, you know, kind of talked here and there about it. Text messages were exchanged. And so yeah, no, they talked about it to each other a little bit, I believe. So, but I don't think it was ever, you know, a set in stone kind of thing or even, you know, that terminology. I don't think that was really floating around for them. It obviously would have been amazing.
Yeah.
If that would have happened, you know, so I think we could have really, you know, used his help. So yeah.
Well, where do you come down on this new super team trend that ironically the Celtics sort of started 10, 12 years ago, but now it seems to be, you know, grab a buddy, let's go play. Are you as a basketball fan and somebody that's grown up in a basketball family, are you a fan of this new super team thing?
Not really, honestly. I it's boring, and there are so many other teams that have so much to offer. And so I'm not a huge fan of it. I think that, you know, the NBA can do better, in that area. But I mean, it is what it is. So kind of got to go with the flow, right?
Yeah. Anna, before we let you go here, this is something I've always sort of wondered when I meet, you know, family members of certain athletes and stuff like that. You hear so many stories of these guys blowing their money after their career's over, or even sometimes during their career, you know, shipping out, you know, paying off for their friends and buying cars and doing all these sorts of things. As the family member of a guy who just signed a tremendously big contract, I mean, are you sort of involved in that and making sure that he doesn't just sort of throw all his money away? I mean, we've seen so many examples of this, and a lot of times I feel like, you know, guys do these to help their families out, you know, to help their cousins and brothers and sisters, whatever. And I just sort of wonder, is that dynamic ever something that's come up in your family? Is that something you guys are, you know, aware of and trying to prevent? I mean, does it even come up at all?
Yeah, I mean, Al, at this point in his career, he's a veteran player. He's been playing for a long time. He's had some really nice contracts. So, and I mean, I'm sure you guys have caught on by now, but Al is just like, he's very professional. He's super serious about his job. He's very responsible. So that's not even something that's even on our radar because he's just not that person at all. You know, he's not flashy. He's not whatever. So no, I mean, that does happen with a lot of young guys. I mean, guys that even like my brother's played with. I have a brother, John, who's in the D League.
Right.
You know, he's got some friends who, so you do run into that. And, but I mean, if you're smart about it, it's really an issue. I mean, you just got to have the right people around you. You have to be smart about it and just kind of go from there. But no, Al is, he's on top of everything.
All right. You say that now, but all of a sudden we're going to be hearing about the Anna Horford record label that's getting launched out in Detroit. And it's going to be this whole thing. And Al's going to be, you know, asking for money on the streets in a couple years.
Yeah, I don't think so, but we'll see.
All right. Anna Horford, thank you so much for joining us. Thanks for coming on. It was great to talk with you. Let's do this again sometime. This was fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you guys so much.
All right.
Thanks, Anna.
That's Anna Horford, okay. Sister of Al Horford of the Boston Celtics, and one of my favorite Twitter follows. She is on Twitter at Anna Horford, A-N-N-A Horford. You know how to spell it. And that was her just there. We'll post that interview up for you as soon as we can in case you missed any of it. Good stuff there. Quick break. We'll be right back after this. Arcan and Gilroy here at Late Night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.